Led by disappointing November U.S. unemployment figures, the European markets finished up the week on a downward note. Oil and banking shares on Friday were among the biggest losers. The negative mood comes just a day after European central banks slashed interest rates in the hope of stabilizing the markets. On Thursday, the Bank of England dropped interest rates a full point down to the 2% level. It's now up to the commercial banks to pass on that to their customers in the form of lower loan and mortgage rates, but not all are enthusiastically willing to do that. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he's doing his best to encourage the financial institutions to pass on the cuts.
We're talking to the banks. Remember the last time and the interest rates came down 1.5%? We had to talk to the banks before things moved forward, but things did move forward, and we'll be talking to the banks again.
Philip Booth from the Institute of Economic Affairs says banks in Britain that have been recapitalized by the government are trying to strike a balance between retaining some of those funds while also loosening up lending to help the economy in general.
The banks are desperate not to make the same mistakes again, and at the same time they want to try to rebuild their balance sheets so that the banking market, the markets for savings and lending, can get back to normal again.
In the auto sector, car maker BMW has announced that November sales were down 26% compared to a year ago. Honda car sales in their key U.S. market, meanwhile, were down 30% last month. And that steep downward trend for the manufacturers forced it to pull out of the glitzy world of Formula One racing. Unless a buyer for the Honda team is found by the end of this month, its racing operations in northern England will cease with a loss of over 700 jobs. Honda's Formula One technical manager, Ross Brawn, concedes it's a difficult time for his staff.
That's a great shame because this is a team that was coming together well with a plan that we were on schedule with. We had a three-year plan. This year's results were poor. But I wouldn't say it was part of the plan, but that was understandable with what we were trying to achieve next year and the third year.
Brawn says his number one priority now is to work to keep the team alive by finding a buyer that would secure as many jobs as he can at the Northamptonshire base. Racing enthusiasts fear that Honda might just be the first of a number of teams that will be forced out of the sport due to the current tough economic times. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.